Welcome back to Blotter Briefs, Teehee Briefs, quick takes on true crime that might save you some deliberation. In today's brief, a documentary on the Steubenville case returns an indictment on rape culture in... Roll Red Roll, The Crime. And a warning, this brief will contain descriptions of sexual assault. If you find those difficult, you may wish to skip this podcast and this documentary. Per Wikipedia, quote, on the night of August 11th, 2012, a high school girl incapacitated by alcohol was publicly and repeatedly sexually assaulted by her peers, several of whom documented the acts on social media. The victim was transported, undressed, photographed, and sexually assaulted. She was also penetrated vaginally by other students' fingers, an act defined as rape under Ohio law. The callous attitude of the assailants was also documented on Facebook, Twitter, text messages, and cell phone recordings of the acts. The crime and ensuing legal proceedings generated considerable controversy and galvanized a national conversation about rape and rape culture. Two students and high school football players, Malik Richmond and Trent Mays, both 16 at the time of the crime, were convicted in juvenile court for the rape of a minor. Additionally, three other adults were indicted for obstructing the investigation into the rape, while Steubenville's superintendent of schools was charged with hindering the investigation into a rape that took place earlier in 2012. The story. Roll Red Roll is the first feature documentary from Nancy Schwartzman, whose IMDb page describes her as, quote, a documentary film director, producer, and media strategist who uses storytelling and technology to create safer communities for women and girls. That bio was written by Nancy Schwartzman. And while everyone has to start somewhere, Roll Red Roll, the title is taken from one of these Steubenville High School football team's cheers, feels slight and a bit homemade. There are many B-roll shots of pointed composition, like a row of school buses in the rain or two sets of clouds coming together over the town's skyline. The subject matter is sufficiently bracing that the viewer does need the occasional little break from, for one example, that fucking shithead Michael Nodianos doing bits about the rape of Jane Doe, but it can also feel like a rookie filmmaker assembling the film from a kit. And in this kit, the catharsis or the feeling of an ending approaching comes a bit sooner than you expect. That Trent Mays and Malik Richmond get convicted and sentenced 15 minutes from the end of an 80-minute film. There's nothing wrong with that structure, but the fact is the convictions of the students was not nearly the end of the story, as indictments of school officials and coaches who knew what had gone on and obstructed the investigation into this assault and the assault earlier the same year of an even younger girl had yet to be handed down. I'm not sure Schwartzman is interested in that as a director, and that, too, is okay. There are a lot of ways into this story, so to say, and a self-described media strategist is naturally going to focus on the role of technology and specifically social media in this case. That role is large and infuriating, and much of the runtime does consist of recreations of texts amongst Mays and his piece-of-shit teammates, calling the victim Jane Doe a whore and joking about training. Video footage shot by one mealy-mouthed accessory whom law enforcement was obliged not to charge so he'd talk, of moral shit stains in mesh gym shorts and shower shoes cracking up about Mike Tyson, and detectives having to explain to the football coach using small words the definition of rape and what consent is. It's ugly stuff, and the footage of a devout local family whose teenage daughters primly shrug that maybe Jane Doe shouldn't have gone to that kind of party then does little to counter the sense that few Steubenvillians learned anything from the entrance of Anonymous into the story or the protests during the trial, or the fact that Mays' statement on his own behalf in court basically boiled down to, I'm sorry I got caught. That's fine. A documentary doesn't need to instruct its subjects, But it does need to have an agenda slightly more sophisticated than to merely remind us of this shameful chapter, especially when the grimy bedbug currently infesting the White House would have pardoned everyone involved in about 10 minutes. And Roll Red Roll needed to be about 15 or 20 minutes longer and go through another few rounds of cuts to find its angle on the internet's role in the case, on the bystander effect, on the toxic, two-faced, braggy culture social media can sometimes let mushroom, on the way teenage dumb shits across the spectrum of crimes often catch themselves, on the polarizing effect the case had on social media, in comments threads, on Twitter, for complete strangers around the world. And not least, on the chief whistleblower, Alexandria Goddard, who more or less stalked all these fuck-knuckles' social media so she could time-map the story, then started publishing entries on her own true crime blog, then became a national media talking head who was also in fear for her safety. There is an entire documentary just about her, and where the line is between reporting and harassing, especially when it's minors, and especially when your investigation might turn the spotlight back onto a victim who's already had to shrink out of its glare once before. In this clip, Goddard talks about that.
I question whether or not am I re-exploiting her, and I've struggled with that. This picture's been out there. And when I posted it, I pixelated her entire body out to protect her. And it gets difficult for me because, am I making her relive this by being vocal and demanding that Steubenville now, that they do the right thing? Sorry.
I'm not familiar with Goddard's work on the case, but it did touch off a national conversation about all the issues this case entangled, and that's to be respected. It's hard to know whether Roll Red Roll respects her, though. When we meet her, she's lighting a menthol 120 as the camera lingers on her, let's say, less than ideal lip liner narrative. So either Schwartzman doesn't understand what smoking is shorthand for, even in nonfiction, which is not great, or she does, and she wants us to receive Goddard as a vaguely trashy zealot whose life is dominated by pulpy crimelogues and her aging dogs. Like, Goddard gets the most talking head screen time and gives the best pertinent quote vis-a-vis corrosive social structures. Are you on her side or not? It's frustrating. The Steubenville case did and does have a lot to tell us about teen world, about social media's role in the lives of those whose lives have never not contained it in some fashion, about privilege, on and on. Roll Red Roll is not bad or dull, but most of its power comes from the case itself, and while I really want to hear more from Schwartzman, possibly about this case, while I think she has something to say, Roll Red Roll doesn't have enough to say. The movie is in theaters today. That's March 22nd. Think I have something to say about a true crime property? Hit me up on social, Blotter Presents, on both Facebook and Twitter. You can get extra briefs, snark briefs, if you become a Blotter Patreon tipster, and that too is patreon.com/blotterpresents. Thanks for listening to today's brief. I'm your host, Sarah D. Bunting, and I am always prepared to rule.